When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And a very good Monday morning, afternoon, evening, everyone. Joe Beningo back with you again, the Ode to Pain podcast. Monday, March 11th, 2024. And the Joe Beningo Ode to Pain podcast brought to you by the Hackensack Brewing Company. By Anita Discount Tire, by DraftKings, of course. So, very, very big time in the sports world. You got all kinds of different things going on. Today's the beginning of the free agent signing period. I guess they call it the legal tampering period in the NFL, where you could start talking to players. I guess the Wednesday was when they can actually sign the contracts. But you're going to see a lot of stuff going down today. Be very interesting what happens with Saquon Barkley. Does he stay with the Giants? Does he go to Philly? Does he go to Houston? We'll see how that all plays out. So you got that going on. Obviously, the baseball with the spring training. Still a few weeks away from opening day on March the 28th. You got the stuff, obviously, the NBA. Bad game for the Knicks last night. Lost 79-73 to the Sixers. A game where both Jalen Brunson and Dante DiVincenzo did not shoot the ball well. 73 points, the lowest point total in the NBA for anybody this year. Remember, the Knicks held Orlando the other night to 74 points, which was the lowest total, and the Knicks beat that by one. It's kind of like the old days, the 90s, the Patrick Ewing years, when basically every game was 79-73. Boy, do I miss those days. Anyway, when you could actually play defense in the league. The only way you score 73 points now is by missing shot after shot after shot. That's what the Knicks did last night. So they will try to bounce back tomorrow. They play Philly again tomorrow at the Garden, and then they go on a West Coast trip. They'll be in Portland Thursday. So very, very important game for the Knicks coming up on Tuesday, tomorrow night against Philadelphia at the Garden. They got a break last night because Cleveland got blasted by the Nets in Cleveland. How about that? So the Knicks were fortunate to stay in that four-hole in the Eastern Conference standings. They're 37-27. So you got that going on right now. The hockey, obviously. Rangers play tonight. The Devils-Rangers tonight at the Garden. Rangers coming off that 4-0 shutout by Shesterkin on Saturday night against St. Louis. They're still hanging on in first place. I believe they got a four-point lead over Carolina in the division right now. They play Carolina Tuesday night. The Rangers right now in playing a lot of games in a short period of time. They'll play the Devils tonight at the Garden. They play a huge game in Carolina tomorrow night. So we shall see. Rangers sitting there with 86 points right now, the third highest total in the Eastern Conference, and still leading in that Metropolitan Division. The Islanders have been red hot, too. They've won six straight games. They beat Anaheim. They blew them out last night. 6-1 in Anaheim. So the Islanders making a big push right now to get into the playoffs. So they're rolling right now as well. But you got all these things kind of coming together, all this sports stuff, really coming together right now. So what, and let's not forget the golf either, because Scottie Scheffler yesterday in a very, non-dramatic Arnold Palmer Invitational at Bay Hill, a five-shot win over the field yesterday at Bay Hill. Scottie Scheffler. And, of course, this week we have what they call the fifth major, the Players, coming up at the TPC Sawgrass down in Punta Vedra in Florida. So that's coming up. That starts Thursday. One of the big tournaments out there. The only problem with the players is that the guys from the LIV Tour are not playing. And that to me is a big problem. These guys should be playing. They're playing in all the majors, but they should be playing in the players as well. And it just really takes away from it when you don't have Brooks Koepka and you don't have Dustin Johnson and you don't have Bryson DeChambeau and you don't have John Rahm and you don't have Patrick Reed and you don't have Bubba Watson and you don't have Phil Mickelson. You don't have Sergio Garcia, Tyrrell Hatton, Joaquin Neiman. We could go right on down the line with all the guys that are playing on LIV that are right now not part of the PGA Tour. By the way, somebody's got to explain this to me with golf. Scottie Scheffler's the number one player in the world, deservedly so. He won again, as I said yesterday. He won at Bay Hill. He's always around the leaderboard, no doubt about it. How in the world is Rory McIlroy the number two golfer in the world right now? I think he finished one under par at Bay Hill. Wasn't even close ever to being in contention there. But he never wins anything. I mean, let's be honest. He hasn't won a major in years, right? How in the world is Rory McIlroy stay as the number two player in golf? I mean, I don't get it. I just don't get it. But, you know, don't ask me. What do I know? I'm still trying to figure out how they're gonna finally solve this LIV PGA thing, because it is something that is really, really hanging over the golf world. There is absolutely no doubt about it. But, all right, so you got all that different stuff going on, you know, all the different sports worlds conglomerating into one right now. You know, and let me not forget the NCAA tournament, because the regular season is over now in college basketball. The Big East tournament starts this week at Madison Square Garden. Should be very, very interesting. Right now, it looks like the four number one seeds as we get ready for the conference tournaments. Remember, Selection Sunday is coming up this Sunday, St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. So Selection Sunday, this Sunday, looks like right now the four number ones are going to be Houston, Purdue, UConn, and who's the other one that I'm forgetting right now? Not Arizona. I'm forgetting who the other one is. I should know. I should have this right at the, as they say, right on the tip of my tongue, but it's not. Let's see. So let me just go through it again. I know it's Houston, Purdue, UConn, and I'm forgetting who the other one is right now, who the other projected top four seed is. But nevertheless, the NCAA tournament, or top number one, will be on the number one line. The NCAA tournament getting underway this week. Should be very, very interesting. And, of course, the Big East. We got three teams in the top 10 in the Big East: UConn, Marquette, and Creighton. So should be very, very interesting as we get rolling with that this week, no doubt about it. Now, with all that said, on the Sunday where the time change occurred and you couldn't play golf because, well, you know, it wasn't warm enough yesterday. The golf course is still all underwater, although the rest of the week, starting tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, absolutely stellar here in the wonderful New York metropolitan area here in beautiful New Jersey. It's going to be in the 60s every day. We got a tee time tomorrow, my wife and I, 10:51 at Paramus. My buddy Duke's got a 10:22 for us at Blue Hill on Wednesday. Don't know if I could make that because I got a very important doctor's appointment, but nobody cares. I mean, nobody cares about my doctor appointment, but whatever. But it wasn't the greatest weather day yesterday. So what did I do on a Sunday? I watched women's college basketball. And I'm going to tell you this right now, okay? I'm going to say this right now. I am much more excited for the women's NCAA tournament than the men. I mean, let's be real. Right now, if I ask you right now, and I'm not on top of college basketball every step of the way like I should be. I've been following the Big East. Hopefully St. John's is going to make it into the tournament. Seton Hall should make it into the tournament. You know, we'll see. They actually play each other. I believe that game is Thursday afternoon. Seton Hall and St. John's. The winner is Seton Hall to me is in already. I don't know how Seton Hall's not in. They beat Marquette and they beat UConn already this year. I don't know how they're not in. But we'll see. A lot of people saying that the winner of that game, Seton Hall, St. John's, the winner will actually get into the regular field of 64, and the loser will have to probably play the play-in game in Dayton either Tuesday or Wednesday night. So keep an eye on that. We'll see, but it all gets underway this week with the college basketball. But I'm telling you right now, I am much more excited about the women's game than I am the men's. You tell me, who is the biggest star right now in men's college basketball? Who is that guy? Is it Zach Edey of Purdue? Really? Is that the guy? I mean, I don't know. I guess he's going to be the player of the year. Is it him? I mean, really? I don't know. Donovan Klingon at UConn? I mean, who is that guy? But I'll tell you this. I could tell you who the number one star is in women's college basketball. And let's be honest, not only in women's college basketball, but the number one star in all of college basketball is Caitlin Clark of Iowa. She's it. She's number one. She broke the record. And again, let's not compare her to Pete Maravich. I mean, I don't want to do that. But she did break the record, the NCAA college basketball record for points in a season. And again, I don't want to compare her to Maravich. We've been down that road. Maravich only played 3 years. She's played four. Maravich had no three-point shot. You know, God knows, he would have scored 5,000 points if he had a three-point shot back at LSU when he was playing there. So, really, let's not compare. But she's the number one star in college basketball today, men or women. It's not even debatable. It's Caitlin Clark. And I watched her Iowa team yesterday. They played Nebraska in the championship game of the Big Ten tournament yesterday in Minneapolis. And what a game this was. This game, I mean, it was a tremendous game. Iowa came back. They were down double digits in the first half. Caitlin Clark only had 4 points in the first half. Well, she went crazy. She scored 30 in the second half in the overtime, made a huge three. Nebraska had an 8-point lead with a little over almost 3 minutes left in the game. Nebraska's up 8, and this girl from Nebraska misses a three from the wing, and Iowa got the ball. Caitlin Clark hit a beautiful step-back three to cut it to 5. Eventually, she scores the layup that ties the game and sends it into overtime. Nebraska actually had the ball with a chance to win it. They held on for the final shot. They didn't make it. The game went into overtime. Iowa wound up winning in overtime, I believe, by 5. Caitlin Clark scored 30 points in the second half in the OT. After scoring only 4 in the first half, she wound up with 34 points. I believe she had 34 points, 12 assists, and 7 rebounds. She is the biggest star in college basketball today. It's not even close. Everybody knows her. But like I said, I ask you, who's the biggest star today? Give me that guy that is moving the needle in men's college basketball today. That guy isn't out there. You know, it's not like the old days when I was growing up and you had Lou Alcindor at UCLA or Bill Walton at UCLA, or you had Patrick Ewing at Georgetown, or you had Maravich at LSU, or you had Christian Laettner and Bobby Hurley at Duke. You know, those days are gone. You know, you had Michael Jordan at North Carolina. You had Magic Johnson and Larry Bird at Michigan State and Indiana State. Where are those guys now? Those days are over. You know, with all the transferring and with these guys all being one and done anymore, you don't have that transcendent star in college basketball that you used to have. You have it with the women, and it's clearly Caitlin Clark. So Iowa comes back, wins their game yesterday. I don't know if they're going to get a number one seed. I would think they're probably going to get a number one seed in the women's tournament, which I believe starts March 20th. There's no women's games, I guess, this week, right? You got the men's college tournaments, conference tournaments this week, Selection Sunday for both the men and the women on Sunday, and then the women start on March 20th, which is, Wednesday? I guess their tournament starts. So the men play Thursday, Friday. Should the women start the 20th? Sounds to me like they start on Tuesday night, but I don't know. I'm not sure. But next week, anyway, is the women's tournament. But Caitlin Clark is the number one player in college basketball today. And she showed it off again yesterday, man. She is a tremendous player. And you want to watch her, man. I'm pumped up to watch her in the tournament. I really am. And then after I watched Iowa beat Nebraska, I watched, you talk about a heavyweight college game. You tell me the matchup that's going to rival yesterday, the defending national champion LSU, right? And Angel Reese against undefeated, number one in the country, South Carolina, Camilla Cardoza and Raven Johnson and all these guys, all these girls, right? Playing for the SEC title. Let me tell you something right now. You talk about physical. That game was more physical than any NBA game I've seen this year. I mean, it was a sequence where Reese and Camila Cardoza going at it down in the post, right? And where Angel Reese basically smacks her in the face. She winds up getting I don't know what they call it, a flagrant, whatever it was. But the story of this game is South Carolina winds up winning the game. I think they won by 6 when all was said and done, right? And we'll see. I pray these teams play again in the NCAA tournament. I mean, this was tremendous theater yesterday. And like I said, it was physical basketball, all it is. Anyway, this game was held up for 20 minutes in the closing minutes of the fourth quarter when one of the girls from LSU with a very hard foul, an intentional foul on one of the girls from South Carolina, right? So this happens, and then one of the South Carolina girls, I forget who it was, kind of gets into the mix a little bit and kind of pushes one of the girls from LSU. So now Camila Cardoza, who's, by the way, 6'7", right, for South Carolina, I mean, she's, you know, she's big girl, 6'7", she comes out of nowhere and just levels this girl from LSU, just basically throws her to the ground. Now, all of a sudden, people are coming out of the stands. Apparently, the girl from LSU who got thrown down by Camila Cardoza, her brother, jumps out of the stands to try to, you know, pull Cardoza away. And he actually basically gets a hand on her, but the cops do a rug. I got to tell you, the police, the security did a tremendous job, you know, getting basically the people from the stands out of the fray, because a bunch of people, yeah, if you haven't seen this, you got to see it. Cardoza throws this girl down. I mean, just levels her to the ground. And then the guys start jumping out of the stands. It was nuts. The security people are over there pulling people away, right? Amazing. You know, really crazy. One of the LSU coaches is all over Angel Reese, keeping her the hell away from the fray. I mean, this was like the old days with the Knicks and the Heat, right? Man, this was what it was. It was like the bench brawl in 97 in Miami. I mean, this was, right? This was what it was. Oh, my God. And eventually, it holds the game up for 20 minutes as they're trying to figure out all the different, how they're going to rule on this, right? It eventually comes down to this. Everybody, if you leave, it's like, I guess it's like the NBA rule. If you leave the bench, you're out. You're thrown out. So everybody who leaves the bench for both teams are thrown out of the game. Camila Cardoza is thrown out of the game for this crazy foul that she commits, right? And it turns out that, as they called it, the girl from LSU who did the original foul is called for an intentional foul. So South Carolina gets two shots on their end. And then on the other end, they call Cardoza for this flagrant, whatever it is, foul. So LSU gets to shoot two free throws, right? Carolina shoots their two. LSU shoots their two, and they get the ball as well. Everybody else is thrown out of the game. Cardoza's thrown out of the game as well. And only five people, all that's left for each team is five players. Basically, the players who were on the court already who, you know, did not leave the bench. Right? That's it. So, crazy. I mean, this was insane. South Carolina holds on to win. You know, they stay undefeated. They're going to be the number one seed going into the NCAA tournament. As I said, LSU is the defending national champion. You want to see them play again. I mean, I got to tell you right now, if they play again in the NCAA tournament, in the Final Four somewhere, because that's probably where it would be, because they're both in the same conference. To me, that's appointment television. You better watch. That will be a more entertaining game than any game you're going to see in the men's. I'm telling you right now. It really is true. It's amazing. It really is true. So anyway, so Cardoza is ineligible for the first game of the NCAA tournament for South Carolina. She's thrown out of that game. Everybody else is fine. They just got thrown out. And it was so funny as you're watching the girls from South Carolina march off the court, you know, and they're high-fiving the fans and all. I mean, this was tremendous. If you didn't see this, you got to see it. I'm telling you, I am much more excited for the women's college basketball NCAA tournament than the men. You got stars with the women. You got Caitlin Clark. You got Angel Reese at LSU. You got Cordoza at South Carolina. I mean, come on. Give me a break. And the other thing about this game, too, is you got maybe the two most high-profile. I understand Gino Auriemma, and I'll get to UConn in a minute. I understand Gino, but to me, you got Dawn Staley of South Carolina, who, by the way, after the game, apologized to everybody and their brother for what happened. And then on the other side, you got Kim Mulkey of LSU. So, I mean, you got, like, two of the most high-profile women's coaches there are. I mean, so you want to – hopefully, we're going to see them play again, and hopefully – we're going to see Iowa. You want to see Iowa play either of them again, because remember last year in the Final Four, remember, Iowa beat South Carolina in the Final Four last year to end their undefeated season. And then Iowa lost to LSU in the championship game. I mean, you want to see those three teams back in the Final Four again. I mean, that is entertainment personified, I'm telling you right now. Now, as far as UConn's concerned, UConn, tonight is the, I'm not sure who they're playing in the championship game. My wife can look it up. UConn plays tonight in the Big East final. They played yesterday in the Big East semifinal. We're talking about the women now. They played yesterday in the Big East semifinal, and they beat Marquette. I believe the final score was like 58-29. The story of this game, beside the fact that Marquette only scored 29 points, is that Marquette did not score a point in the last 14 minutes of the game. They went the entire fourth quarter without scoring a point. Are you serious? Unbelievable. So UConn moves on. They'll play tonight. I think UConn comes into the NCAA. I think they're ranked ninth as far as the rankings go in the country. But and you got another star there, too, with Paige Beckers. So, I mean, you got more stars with the women than you have with the men. I mean, it's crazy to think that. But you know what? It's true. Unbelievable. My wife's looking at it now. The Big East. Yeah, Big East is UConn. Okay. UConn, who do they play tonight? Big East championship game tonight is UConn and who? Like I said, they beat Marquette yesterday. I'm not sure who they're playing. Villanova? Is that who? It could be. I don't know. Not 100% sure about who that is. But the bottom line on all of it, as my wife looks this up, the bottom line on all of it is that right now, women's college basketball is a bigger deal than the men. It is much, the sex appeal for the women's game is much more than the men. I'm sorry. And the biggest star in college basketball today is Caitlin Clark. It's not even close. Not even close. All right, let me get my, there's no game tonight, Monday night? Big East championship game tonight?
Big East on Wednesday.
What do you got Wednesday?
Xavier Butler.
That's the men. Look for the women, hon. Yeah. Well, Big East women's final tonight. Who is that playing? Big East women's final. Okay. I should have specified women, but. Well. Anyway. We have this yet? So I'm going to do the sponsors if we don't. Let me get the sponsors in here. My wife's still looking for this. I probably should know, but I don't. Anyway, you know that March 29th, what is it going to be? I guess it's 2 weeks from Friday. We will have our next live podcast at the Hackensack Brewing Company. Friday night, March 29th. It's actually Good Friday, so it'll be a very good Friday. My old partner, Evan Roberts, will be with us on that Good Friday night, March 29th. You want to check it out? You know the deal on a brewing company located 10 minutes off the George Washington Bridge, less than 30 seconds off of Route 4 in beautiful Who Needs a House out in Hackensack, New Jersey. You want to check out the tap room. It's open 4:30 to 10 Monday through Friday, 2 to 10 on Saturday, 12 to 8 on Sunday, and it's located on 78 Johnson Avenue in Hackensack, New Jersey. We have who we got tonight?
We got Georgetown, UConn. At UConn.
For the championship tonight.
At 7 o'clock.
There you go. There you go. So Georgetown, UConn tonight for the women's Big East championship. Of course, UConn will be in the NCAA tournament no matter what happens tonight. And we'll see. But I'm telling you right now, listen to what I'm telling you. The women's game right now is in a better place than the men's game. And I don't even think it's close. Anyway, let me get back to the brewing company. March 29th. Evan Roberts will be with me there. My old partner should be interesting. 78 Johnson Avenue in Hackensack, right behind the tombstones. Again, March 29th, 2 weeks from this Friday, the next live podcast at the Hackensack Brewing Company. Check out Anita Discount Tire. Check out my son, Johnny. Check out his boss, Ari. Check out Rob, their top mechanic over there. They'll take care of you. Whatever you need work done on your car. You need tires. You need your car inspected. Whatever it is, the place to go, Anita Discount Tire, Rivervale, New Jersey, Westwood Avenue. Tell them Joe Beningo sent you. And, of course, DraftKings, you want to bet on anything? You want to bet on everything and anything that's going on? That's going on? You want to bet the hockey tonight, Rangers, Devils? You want to bet them tonight? Let's go, Rangers. Need to stick it up the ass of the Devils. I hate the Devils, you know, as everybody knows. But let's go. By the way, the Islanders play tonight, too. They're on the West Coast. They play the L.A. Kings tonight in L.A. Big game for them as they try to make it seven straight. But anyway, Rangers tonight at home against the Devils. You want to bet that. You want to bet the NCAA tournament, men or women's coming up. You want to bet that. Whatever you want to do. You want to bet the golf, the Players this week. I would assume that Scottie Scheffler will be the favorite again this week at the Players. Whatever you want to do, DraftKings is the way to go. Use the code OTHEPAIN. And if you got a gambling problem, you know, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit www.1800gambler.net. Check it out. DraftKings, the only way to go with whatever you want to bet on. All right. Beningo, the OTHEPAIN podcast. We're going to wrap it up. We'll wrap it up with this. As I mentioned, the free agent signing period really starts today. They call it the legal tampering period in the NFL. Joe Douglas got to make some moves here. We all know what the Jets need. Now, Douglas has come out and said he's not going to go on any wild spending spree. But here's what the Jets need. The Jets need offensive linemen big time. Can they go after Tyron Smith from the Cowboys? Can they go get him? Probably the best left tackle available out there. Can they go get this guy? Maybe Jonah Williams, who's a left tackle as well from Cincinnati, one of the top guys. Joe, go out there and get one of these guys. You know, if you do nothing else in free agency, but you get one of these top left tackles, I'll be happy about it. Now, they need help at wide receiver, too. I know Calvin Ridley's out there. I don't love Calvin Ridley. I'm not a big fan of him. I'm really not. He doesn't move the needle for me. I'd almost rather see them draft Brock Bowers. Tell you right now, if the Jets wind up with either Jonah Williams or Tyron Smith in free agency, I would draft Bowers in the first round. Now, they still probably would draft one of these tackles if they're there. We'll see. The kid from Oregon State, the kid, I can't say their names. The kid from Oregon State, the kid from Penn State, Joe Walt, got a very easy name to say, from Notre Dame. Maybe one of those guys. But so we'll see what they do. But, you know, I would, if I'm Joe Douglas, go out and get me one of those guys. And I know there's going to be a lot of people after them, but hey, look, nobody needs a top left tackle more than the Jets do. Go out and spend the money on Tyron Smith, will you, Joe? Chances are they're going to lose Bryce Huff. I think we all know that. You know, just don't even get crazy about it. Just, you know, say sayonara to him now. The number's going to be too big for a pass rusher like Huff. But I am fascinated. The most fascinating thing that we're going to see, what happens to Saquon Barkley? Does he stay with the Giants? Does he wind up going? How about it? Could you imagine Saquon in Philadelphia? You can imagine that? The teams that I hear for Saquon are the Eagles, the Texans, and the Bears. So we'll see. You know, generally what happens when these guys leave teams as free agents, generally they stay in the division. I mean, you see that happen a lot. I'll tell you, another guy I wouldn't mind seeing the Jets go after, Jordan Poyer, who the Bills like, oh, he's one of the best safeties in football. I wouldn't mind signing him. Let's go. And again, like I said, you see very often you'll see these teams keep teams in their same division. You know, stay in the same division because it's familiarity there. So, hey, we'll see. Maybe Barkley winds up in Philly. Maybe Poyer winds up with the Jets. And how about the fact it's very intriguing, too, with all the big free agent running backs that are out there. You got Barkley out there. You got Derrick Henry's a free agent. You got Austin Eckler from the Chargers. San Diego. To me, there'll always be San Diego. As a free agent, you got Josh Jacobs and the Raiders. These guys are all free agents. And we all know how the NFL has devalued the running back position, which to me is bullshit. I mean, I'm sorry. To me, that's all collusion because they don't want to have to pay another position. So they drop the value of it. And I understand the shelf life of running backs is not very long. I totally get that. But come on. So I'm very curious to see where these guys wind up. I mean, I think it's going to be really interesting to see where they go. You keep hearing Derrick Henry with the Ravens, and I could see that, right? I could definitely see Derrick Henry winding up in Baltimore. But the free agent legal tampering period starts today. And look, it's not like baseball where you still got Blake Snell and Jordan Montgomery out there. Could the Mets sign Montgomery? Of course not. Usually these free agents go very, very quickly. So big week in sports, all this stuff going on. But just remember what Beningo said. The NCAA tournament, the women's game right now in much better shape than the men. Everybody, enjoy your week. I'll talk to you on Friday. All the love.